Sveta skala je dala pomoći. Perak šlisi aloha alas. Oklin alai min ha'isa ha'ashe tigagel v'kipim v'tetamten v'seorim. You're allowed to eat, just like there's a din of eating arai from produce before it becomes tired completely, before it becomes tabua to my soul. There's also a din in eating from an isa before it becomes kavua to chala. Let's say you pour water already into the kema. At that point, it's already called an isa. To the extent that if you would have taken off chala, at that stage it would have been okay, kosher chala. Nonetheless, you're allowed to eat it without taking off chala, mitzvah ara'i, because really it doesn't become chayiv in chala until gemar malach. Gemar Malacha is the actual kneading, the kneading process itself. So in other words, in terms of the way we view this, you put water in it, it's the same thing as an agricultural thing growing one third. Once it grows one third, it's chayav kameiser, but it's still not high until you actually survey it, whether it's kinesal abayas or kri or whatever the particular thing is. So there too, it's mutter bachinus harai. You're supposed to mutter bachinus harai. There's a din of nitzvah, that means it became tevel, that's one shear, and then there's the din of chiyuv chala, which is another shear. Ask the gadol b'chitim, so what you would do over here is if you're talking about different types of doughs here, so maybe sometimes a dough you make with chitim, sometimes a dough you make with sa'ori. So the gemar malach is the gilgul, when it comes to chitim, that's what's kodeya. And when it comes to chitin, you can get yourself a good solid dough. And so over there, you really, the derek is to give it a bash it well to turn it into a good dough. The orin, the problem is that if you roll the orin, it tends to separate.
Dough.
Yeah, in other words, it's chitin, you roll it, actually on the gargle it, and as you're megargle it, it mixes well. In Sa'orim, it's like you sometimes have, you know, not a good piece, little pieces fall off as you roll. With Sa'orim, it crumbles. So you don't do gilgal. You do only the pressing on a Sa'orim, but not a gilgal.
So you take the dough out of the bowl.
And at that point, the gilgal of the team to the Sa'orim, also in an achayav misa. That would be a din of teva. This is also teva, because it's compared to the same halacha as the shurma is. So wherever there's going to be an asher yarimu la'ashem, asher yarimu is that which is chayav yet in taking shurma, and it says over there that's the lo yachalalu, that's a chayav misa. Because wherever it says lo yachalalu, it's made to both yachalalu. So we learn it out from the drasha, that there's also a chiyuv mita in eating. Kivan shehi notenet et hamayim magbat chalata v'vad sheyesh sham chameshet rivayim. But when it comes to what point it's possible to take off chala, as opposed to what point it becomes teva, so over there it is possible to take off chala earlier, and sometimes we want you to take off chala earlier if there's a problem of maybe people that are not too careful about some of the tyra coming into contact with it. So we would prefer you taking off earlier, as long as there's a shear. In other words, if the kemach that was already inserted into this bowl that we make with the water is the shear of 5/4 of the revoy. Okay, then it's chal. But it's just omeid to be mitzvah. It hasn't been put in. Then it's just fine. Okay. Ochlin arai minayis. There's another verse about going to Mishnah. Some learn, unless aimed. some chamesh shvarim kemach. Meaning that there should not be chamesh shvarim kemach that didn't get mixed up with this, because if there are, then it's viewed as a separate chiyuv, and then when they get mixed up, you're going to have a new chiyuv of kala. You won't be able to take off from this from the other. I think, and less than that, they would be bottled. It's a completely different meaning to the whole last part. Says the Mishnah, "Ikun arai min ayisa, amr chagai lo shanu ela arai." You'll note that it stresses that even though it's not tevel, you're still only allowed to eat it arai. Aval, now the gross gears of yours, aval kabin lo. You're not allowed to break up the isa and now make it kabin at this point, and therefore make sure that it'll never come. That's usher over here. Even though it hasn't yet been kabul to kala, right? But since it says only here, ochu nachilas arai, we're only allowed you to eat it, but not to prevent it from being ever nikba. So there is an element over here that once it's shayach to the chiyuv of kala, you're not allowed to see to it that it shouldn't be completed. Yes, so now you want to split it up before you do the yoga. Right, but now I want to split it up into little pieces. You can't do that. Why is this? Because we view that as haroma. To be matkiyachi of chala, where clearly your intent was to have it all done, so that we don't allow.
Beforehand,
that's fine. Amr of Yossi, but in minhada, leshma minakum, sha'afilu shino temi man ashtayim shalosh mikratzot, mikivan shalafiva azbirola, davar shalondig maramalakta, mutar. Says Rabbi Yosef, the Medayek from here, you don't have any kind of deal. How do you see it from here? The din that it says in our Mishnah, Achilas Arai, isn't that talking about a case where you have a shear? You have to take a lot of separate pieces. It would also be mutter to be Achilas Arai, right? Because the point over here is, you can take a few bites from this and a few bites of this, and it's still considered to be Achilas Arai, but once it's nigmar, so now you can take the remainder and put it all in, because it's all considered to be an achilas arai, no matter how it is that you split it up. The Mishnah is really not coming to discuss the status right now at all. The Mishnah is interested in what the final status is going to be, but your intent over here is to put these things all together. It's obvious at the beginning. You always have, you haven't done yoga, so then there's nothing that's kovea, this particular thing, this particular thing. You take a piece from over here. It's not stuck with anything else. You haven't done magandala yet, the cloth. So what does this have to do with breaking up an existing isa? Yomer of Yosef, B'shem Rebbe Zinira, B'shem Rebbe Eliezer, Af mash belagin lo nitzval, mitnei, shehu atid la'azimo, b'davar shalomim ramalakta. Remember, we have the same din, Legabe Meister, when you have something that's left inside of a bar, and there you didn't yet do the skimming, the key point. And we learned over there that after you do the mikveh, it's considered to be the Gemara Malasa. But in the case where somebody puts a little bit in his personal container that he's working with it, and he does skim it, we don't consider that to be Gemara Malacha, because if there's anything left over, he's going to put it back into the bar, and he's going to mix it. So, therefore, the thing that he does that is similar to Kviyut is not so bad. So over here, let's say we would have been eating it even Achila Tva, it wouldn't make any difference, because the point over here is that since anything left over will be put back into the ether, it's by definition considered to be not nigmar malacha. It's not considered to be nidbal. And therefore, the same thing would be true over here, even if it would have been mutter to split it up at this point, it wouldn't have made any difference. Because over here, we look at what it's going to be at the end. So to say you can only eat from it, that's all you can do is eat from it. That's not that. The point of it is that's all you can do is eat from it arai. That's all it's coming to be kovea. That it's arai and not kva. And anything that you would do from this at this point is considered to be arai, as long as you're going to be mastered into what it is. How do you make And he makes such an implication. The Hada Amra, Vishenu Yo philosophy, Sosra Vitara, is Vishenu Yo Ho. What the Mishnah is saying, or the Brisa that you quoted, it's saying that you can't make something Kavim, we said that we had a Machloket, what to do if you cannot make your Issa Batara. So the question is, we had a Machloket, it's even a Kachomim. Shall you make it into Kavim, and therefore have it Plutter, or shall you make it to Tuma, and therefore at least be Machlosh? So the Korah, I mean, Imu Yachol, that's only over there because there's no way to make it Batara. Therefore, we said there was a problem to make it Kavim and Patra. But we already know. Isn't it clear from there that Im Hayayachol Lobida? You don't need to come to our Mishnah. We've talked about this already. Is it Mutter, even in a case where it was going to be done Batuma? Was it Mutter to make it to Kavim, remember? We said that if there's any way that you could have done it Batara, even if you have to hire somebody to do it, then you should do it Batara. Does that not tell you right there and then that you're not allowed to split up something in order to be marim on it, not to make it Kala? I don't understand. Why are we coming here all of a sudden to discover America? This was a double question that we took all of the Farish Mishnah, that we're allowing you to make it Kavi, maybe, according to Tanakama, because it'll end up becoming Tomei. But obviously we don't stop allow you to do this. So if not, Lobida, that's about as clear as you can get that you're not allowed to make your Eastern together. Sharkol HaDevarim, the other things, not including, we only mentioned Kutim and Tzolim, but any of the five, any of the other meaning, are also included in Timtum and not in Issa, and not in Gilgal. The only thing that is good to be Magalgal, apparently, is Kutim and Tzolim. Asa'i samin ha-kutim u-min ha-oret ha-bar ki-mikter after miyat mahalak after gilgul or after timtum. How about if it's mixed? Do you look at it as kutim, or that's the source of the kinyut, or do we say, well, since there's ored in it, the way in which you finish this isa is to be careful not to be magadol it too much, so which one is kovea? Tanirosha chala kemin gavlu. The lotion of Kala is itself Murami, that it's like a Kala. In other words, because what a Kala means is what we call a Kala. Right? But it means that it's nice, it's braided, and so on. So if that's the case, that means it has to be in a matzah in which it can be braided. So it's like a Gavlu at this part, at this point.
Obviously.
Yeah. So it means Kimin Gavu, in other words, it has to be Roy to be in that matzah. So then that's where we got the idea. Mishtigal Gel Bachitin, but the Tom thing is Orim. In other words, whatever the matzah would be that is necessary for that mean. And the idea of it is, Rabbi Lovat Hashem Rabboshim, we should say, Asher, Gavluli. The Lashon of Kala is, after you make it now separate Gavluli, you took your dough, and now you've braided your separate challah. That's called the Gemara Malacha. What? No, tell it. You say, is he arguing? Because the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, all you need is the Akhita Gagel, not that you have to actually have separate challah. No, says the Gemara. He's not coming to argue. Kan la halacha. One is talking about Midrabana. And Kan would be break for us. You started analyzing them. You said, where do we get the idea from? From the Lashon and the Pasuk of challah. He's coming to explain the lashon of the pasuk in Kala means that when you're right, you wouldn't be high until you really have Kala. In fact, if we use the word loosely, a Kala really means a Kala, not a hatrasha that you take off from an isa. Kala, Kala. So we're fine. So we refer to it as Kala, but the word Kala means a type of bread that you bake. So therefore, he's just coming to say midiraisa. You'd have to be medayik the word kala all the way. It would have to be gabulin gabulin. And you're separately braided bread. You want to talk to me about the Mishnah? The Mishnah is the Rabbanan. The Mishnah says once you're medalgo, it's already tevel. That means mirabbanan is tevel. Kama la ka, kama di brekara. Tani rabbiudah ben besera ayna, misha teyaseh mikratzot, mikratzot. The same lesson we used before, but even if he was making mikratzot, the corners were meant to be put back in. So we need to be separate little gavlomim. My time, do you remember, Sarah? Ketrumas goren keini tarimu osa. The Torah compares challah to trumas goren. Ma trumas goren nishalat min hagamur. Havdi nishalat min hagamur. You don't need the lashva challah. At what point do we mechayev your truma? Goren. Goren is the last thing that you're going to do with this product as a grain. So here too, this is the last thing that you would do with this product as an isa. The last thing as an isa would be you'd have it all set up ready to put it to the oven. That means you've already braided your collar. No, fine. But that's what I do with it afterwards. But the dough, the hakhana of the dough is nikalat min hagamur. The Gemara was going to ask, maybe we should all the way. And how do we know? Arisa. So the Gemara said, Me'atalus, you should say up there. Why not say already that you should actually bake it? And that's the case with your arisa. If it's not baked, it's not considered to be a complete dough. But Mitanya, lo shalat trumat ha-goren, elu melechet ha-ilus filhat. We say reishis arisa teichem. Reishis arisa teichem is the ilus, the isa. Specifically the isa. So that means we're only comparing the last thing you would do for an isa, not the last thing you would do for pot. At that point, it's not the isa anymore. At that point, it's pot. So for an isa, the last thing that you would do is you would have it all braided up, ready to go into the oven. So that's when it becomes chayav. The rabbanon becomes chayav b'shas yogo. But to say that it becomes chayav only b'shas asiyah is not a din in an isa.
Why does that take the challah from the matzah after it's already there?
Well, how else should we do it? We can't. It's too small.
Oh.
We don't make two at a time.
So, did you ever
say, still take it? We were talking yesterday about zero from the bias, zero from the solid.
Well, it's still, that's all that is well. Yeah. It's not five if you make that small, though, right?
Yeah, but since there's machlokes about shiurim, and there's also possibility that you wouldn't tariff it afterwards inside of a container of all your matzahs, I don't really know what's going on.
You could only think of matzahs.
Yeah. Rav Yosef B'Shem Rish Lakish says that what it says in the Mishnah, that the moment that you put in water, you could already take off challah, which is mashma that here it says that the woman takes off her challah. Actually, she should take off her challah in order to avoid being matamid. In other words, that's got to be going according to Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva was the one who holds that you have to, you can take off even from less. The Tamina Taman, Hanotel Chala Min Akav, Rabbi Akiva Mer Chala, Bechachamim Amrim, Eina Chala. You see, according to Rabbi Akiva, if you take off challah before it actually becomes chayav, you have over here a kav. And you need to have 5/4 of a kav. So nonetheless, he says, that it's considered to be a challah. So you see that there's a machlokas of near the Tanakhama argues. You see there's a machlokas of Tanakhama and Rabbi Akiva as to whether something has to be tovel the challah in order for the challah to be challah, or whether it's possible to be miyakeh that even though the Torah wasn't machayah, it to be miyakeh. Wait. Umam Rabbi Akiva le Shabbar, Shalom the Tfilah, it doesn't make sense even on the bit of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva only said if you took off challah. And here's mashma, a woman should take off challah. So the halacha b'tfilah and b'tfilah kayamim. We're talking about over here doing something with tefillah. So obviously there's some other issue that's at work over here. It can't be dependent on that machlokas. Whatever else, it was whatever would persuade Rabbi Akiva to say that we can do it even with tefillah in this case, maybe would persuade the Tanakhama to also agree. And let's identify what the issue is. The Tana of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Akiva, but he certainly can only get to such a matzav in which he says the chatchila because he holds the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. And otherwise, it's crazy. You're going to tell somebody to take off challah now when it's potter. Then when it becomes chayev, it'll become chayev when you rise, and they're going to end up eating devil. You certainly at least have to begin with Rabbi Akiva Shita, right? That taking off collar early actually does bother you. Now you can say, fine, then here involves other issues. Three months of the day, 2 minutes, we tell them to do it even like a tefillah and so on, which normally we wouldn't. But if you don't hold of Rabbi Akiva, that's what we mean. We didn't mean to say it's mamish Rabbi Akiva. We meant to say it's Shita's Rabbi Akiva. And that is unavoidable.
I'm revealed because it's not unavoidable at all. The fresh luck just says it, I said the other way. Actually, Divrei HaKodesh. It could be going according even to the Rabbona. Because even Shinotenet et Hamayim, Zogi Reshit Arifotechem. Even Midiraisa, the moment that she puts in the water, that is called the beginning of your dough, right? So if that's the case, it's viewed also.
It's still less than 5 foot sun. Wasn't that the point of receiving
it?
It came up from less.
Yeah, but here we're not talking about less. Here we're talking about, you assume that taking it off early is equivalent to taking it off less. Is that true? The Rabbana would agree on here, because over your media right then would be Shaykh the Chala, because it's still called Reish Harim, so
that's the full thing, but if it is
less. No, if it's less, you couldn't do it. But you were always saying, it's offering a riot from here to less. You were assuming that less being a Ptur is exactly the same as early being a Ptur, and it's not true. Early as a Mokra Midiraisa, but a Shaykh the Chala, even though it's not Teva yet. But at least it's considered to be Reish Harim, so Tekhet. So again, the same we said, we compared it before to growth one third of the way. Once it grows one third, you can take off two of the nicer. Right? That's Mafish B'Shivonim. It's always to give the Shivonim. Okay, so therefore, you have to note that there are points at which you cannot take off something. Obviously, before you put in the water, it's not even it, that we had the case of the Kemah. Yeah, you take off the Kemah is nothing. All it does is Mekalko. He said, that's the Kalanachai. That's the equivalent of attempting to take off Truma when something's still attached to the ground. So it's not Chai to take off Truma yet. It's not Truma yet in Tevel Targus. Then we have that interim stage, which is not Tevel, and you're allowed to eat from it alive. But if you go ahead and you take off Truma's amysis, it's Chal. That's the case over here after you put in the water. And then we have when it becomes Tevel. So that's the efforts need to be gone. In the Kri, when it comes to Truma Gedela, when it comes to Chala, that's the point at which the Mishnah says where it merged Mitzvah Gel. Okay, so according to him, it has nothing, according to Rav Yochanan, has nothing to do with the Sugya of the Machlokas of Tokas and Kishir.
Everybody is blessed when we can't.
Not everybody. So Rav Bonner would argue on it, and Rabbi Akiva would be the only one who would say it.
Yes,
you're trying to say it's going like Rabbi Akiva, I disagree. Here, even the Rav Bonner would agree.
What's the score?
Should
you take off from
that? We'll see, but he holds as long as something could be made into a Malkum of Chiyah, you could take it off before. Because this is the thing that it's just a matter of, it's like it's not Mechutzer, it's like a Mechutzer's mind very young sort of thing. It's the other to make it into an Easter. So it's already shy to take it off. The Tani, Ma'aser Teva, Shemikarev Bechulim, you start off where you have Ma'aser Teva, meaning Ma'aser, you didn't take off Shemit Ma'aser from, it's already Ma'aser, and now it gets mixed up in Bechulim. So it's Oser Kosher. It says over there that it's still considered to be Oser, even though there's only the Rabbanan, of course, because Meikra Adin, it would be both the Baroah by definition. So in that case, Minerabonim is Oster, Apilo Bechosho, Yeshua Panasami Makomacher, Motzi Lepi Chizbon. But if you find, if you have something else that is Maitre Mishan, that you hadn't yet taken off from his Maitre, so you're able to take off from his Maitre from what you know is Maitre Tavo, on the stuff that is mixed, and then the whole thing becomes Mutter. Because what's the problem? I don't have to worry about my Tarishan. I only have to worry about Truman's life. You're going to find the Zach. And so I'm allowed to keep it. That way he proved where his life Tarishan is. The Imlav. Now, what do you do in that case if you don't have Panatani Makomacher? So Rabbi Loza Ben Arach Omer, Yikra Shem the Truman's Maitre Shabo, Yalav Achas Amir. What you should do is you should say one tenth of the Maitre that's here is hereby Truma's Maisa, and then it's now going to become Bach. So at this point, the Truma's Maisa being added, I'm going to add now other things to it, will be bottled in it. I'm not allowed to do that with a fila, but over here the Tarubis came before the Bitobit, right? I couldn't have made the Tarubis, but I can be Kore Shem in a Tarubis, and then the Mela will be bottled. assuming, of course, we have a shear of, 100 to 1. That's what you can do. Rabbi Yaakov Gabulaya, the same Rabbi Hanina, says, Halacha Kareva Lazer Ben Ara. And Rabbi Yochum, Yimash, Limdu, Et HaKohanot, Hadamra In Halacha Kareva Lazer Ben Ara. From the famous course that we gave to the Kohanot, the contents of that course, which we'll discuss, you can see that we do not pass him like Rabbi Lazer Ben Ara. And what was that all about? Ma Limdu Et HaKohanot. What did we teach the Kohanot? We taught them the way in which they should make sure to be Megalgal their Isa and to take off the Tyra. So we told them that if people bring them the Isa to be Megalgal, they were after all the keynote to the Tyra. So people would bring them, we said before, bring it to somebody to talk to. Yeah, so part of their business would be to do the gilgul for other people as well. So they would bring the gilgul. Yeah, because they know they're walking into the Mavatara. We've gotten all along about bringing it to people who know. So we told them, Se'arei ze chala al ha'isa hazot. So they should take off the chala early before the people show up because we're afraid that that other people, the people that own it are going to come between the time it and so on. So we say to them, they would used to take off the challah early. So, because it says in the Mishnah, that we thought was Rabbi Akiva Shita, that a woman should take it off early when she puts in the water, in order not to end up taking off a challah of the tumor. Right? But we told them, be very careful that you shouldn't take off the challah too early, because if you have too much kemach that wasn't mixed, then that kemach will not become bottle. The same thing will be true that anything that will mix afterwards, let's say you're going to put in sourdough afterwards, that when will you have taken off the challah on the sourdough? So va'ala sa'or hamit arevba, va'ala kemach shenishta yerba, va'ala hakeret shenishet, Nitan or Notain Mikaspeha, you always put a little bit of flour on the counter when you're rolling the challah into this partition stick. But then that's going to become part of the Isa, and you're never going to end up taking off truma, taking off challah from that element of the Isa that is added to it afterwards. So therefore, do not take it off too easy, too early. So Mikishet Ta'aleh. Gush Akad, if you have the kula becomes, when the entire Isa now becomes one gush with the things that you mix in it, the sourdough and the flour that you had on the countertop and so on, then what you should do is you should be magish with dust, zet, should be yadi, l'shem chala. At that point, you should say, if you start from the beginning, this is what I'm holding. And at the time that it all becomes one gush, that's when I want it to be chal. And at that point, it should potter everything else. Chutz minat tamei shabbat. So since now the other women were going to be, if they were doing this with other women, the other women they might have been amirat, they weren't between the two of them. So then you say that you have in mind when you're being mockish, the challah, that in case any of this was coming from before, that the challah is not, I'm not giving kriya shem of challah on those pieces that would have anything that would be tamei. So if a woman goes ahead now and she makes it challah, what's the yadi is challah but would not anything tamei at all. So that means that the tamei remains chulin, and I don't make it. No, but it wasn't mixed here. We have the parts that are not mixed. So over there, okay. So over there, I don't have a problem. We'd be talking about, obviously, that there wouldn't be enough of here to be massage. Has to be talking about proper to be conveyed. Anyway, if it would, then this whole thing wouldn't work.
So she said this early on before the
Hafasha? Early on, yes.
Before the Hafasha.
Right. Now, why does she have to say this? Why can't she? What do we care? Well, again, even something can become a chala, and over here it's going to be mixed anyway, right?
So when did she do the hafrasha?
But the Mishnah was saying that she does the hafrasha early,
yeah,
with the Mayan, and then she says after everything becomes now completely finished, it should be chal.
She takes it off.
Right. And she says, I want it to be a call afterwards. After everything is completed. Everything that's added to it in the end, except things that are tame. So what do you care even if things that are tame, since the whole thing is going to be mixed anyway, so why can't you make, no, but it's supposed to be kibbeh, so it can't be matame. That we're saying, that's for sure, it's got to be talking about something based on the whole thing that makes any sense. And then let the part that's also about to you be bought or be after the man. Right? So, because Rav Elazar ben Aruch said that as long as the mixture takes place first, that it's not considered to be mevatel shel chatchila. As long as the kriyat shem comes, remember, the case was that somebody had trumas meiser. Excuse me. Somebody had meiser that needed to take off trumas meiser. Right? So Rav Elazar ben Aruch said, if it's mixed with sufficient chulin, you don't have somewhere else to be taking out the Trumas Meiser from. You can simply be very ashamed of Trumas Meiser and let it be brought to. Normally we don't do such a thing because it's Mevata Lissel HaKatila, but Rav Elazar ben Aruch was saying that since it's already mixed, it doesn't matter because you're not being Mevata, you're just being very ashamed. The Bittul comes automatically. I was very ashamed in a mixture, so we say both. But if that's the case, same thing should be true over here. You're saying that the chutz from the Chala, from the Tamei. Why are we being mocked at Sechut Minatame? Let it be bottle. It's mixed already now. You don't know where it is. So let it be bottle. Because according to Rav Elazar ben Aruch, the Tumah can't be Mitame and Dio. So whatever, what do I got to worry about it for? Because Rav Elazar ben Aruch says it would be bottle. If Rav Elazar ben Aruch was right, then we should be able to be able to say who Mitame Shema, the Yalav and Mefer Avail. Says Rav Yonah. Amr Bishmu Kaputkiya, Rachad Min Rabbanan. Well, actually, there was a discussion about this question on Rav Elazar ben Aruch between two Rabbanan. I don't remember both of their names, but one said, Kadamar, Kam Bashir, Kokidevalos, Bashir, Kam Bashir, Kokidevalos. Who's to say that the case over here was necessarily should be brought to the back of the mayor? Rav Elazar ben Aruch is specifically referring to a case in which there was enough for it to be bottle. And here we have to give you an answer what to do. We give you an answer what to do when it wasn't sufficient to be bottle. That's all. The Koran Omer, the other man Yomer says, no, you could say, the Kivan, Shuyahol, the Taktain, Kimishesh, Panasan, and Okamacher, it should say. What did Rav Elazar ben Aruch say? Rav Elazar ben Aruch said, in the event that you don't have anywhere else to take off Trumas Meiser, fine, but what if you did have somewhere else to take off Trumas Meiser? You have to take it off from somewhere else. You don't rely on this unless it's Mamash or B'diyadah. You don't have anything else to do. But over here you do have what to do. All you have to do is when you're Mamash, you can say, Chutz Min HaTame. Where, maybe that here Rav Elazar ben Aruch says you can do such a thing except in a Makom where you have no other Eitzah. This is the equivalent of having another Eitzah, that's all. In which case, no problem. What are we up to?
Right.
Doesn't matter
what the stairs
are, if
this place
is deep on the stairs. It's all makes sense to tomorrow, and you can tell about Erev Shabbos.
And